Oh boy.
I had to.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you a quick story about a ref.
Just starting off the way that they addressed Cody leaving on BTE this week, and Matt and Nick just.
Oh, something happened to Cody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't have your headphones on. He played the Dark Order singing.
Yeah, I saw on the phone.
But them being like, what do you mean about Cody? Like, you are never getting your shoes back, Nick. Your Dior's hurt, Matt.
My bag is never coming back.
Yeah. Ugh. Just so sad.
Yeah, the airlines suck.
Yeah. I've been very lucky. I've never lost anything through.
I've had a bag be late before. Yeah. Coming back here to Manchester, and they lost the bag. Mm-hmm. They found it like a week later, and I got an email and just picked it up.
Yeah.
Every time I flew, when I was going like once a month to the Carolinas, I always did a carry-on, so I never had that worrying about.
Yeah, the thing about carry-ons is that they're the most annoying part about being on a plane.
Yeah.
And I don't like to contribute to that.
Yeah, no, same here. I've actually like kind of made it a golden rule that unless I'm getting charged for a check bag, I just immediately check.
My company will reimburse me for one check bag, so whenever I'm traveling for company.
Same here.
That's usually what I do.
It just takes the anxiety out of it for me, because I do like the personal item, and it's typically my work bag or whatever, and that is enough for me to throw like a couple personal items. I understand if
I'll have a backpack or something, and that I can slide underneath the seat in front of me. Like, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
I'll carry a bag that's big enough for just like small electronics and day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
Usually that my stuff fits in the bag.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're on like for a week trip, you know, mm-hmm. that you're going to need to bring a carry-on that's big enough to do that. If you're really going for like a day or two, then yeah, you can probably slide a change of clothes into a backpack. But
yeah. My concern down the line is because I've started training, and it's like if I ever get booked in like for a company or whatever, and I need to fly or travel somewhere,
you're gonna get a random email that says you're booked for Japan.
Is then being like, well, I kind of need to take a carry on because like what
car happens? Can haul?
Yeah. Like what happens if they lose? Like what happens if the airline loses my bag and I'm like flying out the night before the morning of the show or whatever? It's like
I got your extra stuff in your backpack.
Yeah. Personally, I am, yeah. So,
to steal somebody's gear.
Yeah, that to me is like, I don't like that goes against my like my creed.
Find Chase Owens, take his gear.
Yeah. But I'm I pulled my hamstring last night training. It was not fun, and I'm finding that I'm getting like I'm bouncing back more and more. Like quickly from like when I would injure myself, like I'm not getting like sore like nearly as much.
You got those the road bumps.
Yeah, but like the like.
Oh yeah, it looks nice.
You can't see it, but I've got bruises on both of my shoulders, and
reminds me of Shane Falco in The Replacements, and you need some.
Yeah, it reminds me of football.
Yeah,
the plumber lavender lotion that he rubs on.
Yeah, and some of my other trainees were like, dude, like, are you okay? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, your arms. I look down, I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, those are just for sport. Like, those are just for appearance. I'm like, they don't hurt, but
the guy in Beer Fest needs a black eye the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It needs a black eye.
How's that Granite State vodka?
I can't taste it, so it's doing its job.
Nice. There we go.
Yes.
Nice. Speaking of drinks, I should pop mine.
Yeah. I just had a pretty shite day. I found out that my dog just likes to squeak her toys in the background. Yeah.
It happens.
No, that my boss is put in his notice.
Oh.
So
always fun.
Yeah. So within the past like 6 months, not even, he put in his notice and his boss put in his notice.
Oh boy.
And we don't hit the replacement for his boss doesn't start till next week.
Oh.
So there's going to be like a 2 week crossover period where like transfer of knowledge and all this kind of stuff is going to go down. I'm just going to be like,
oh,
huzzah. Yeah. So,
so this isn't like that situation where like where your teachers are gone and you're just like, there's no parents.
Yeah.
Like you guys aren't excited to have new leaders at the moment.
No, because I like having a job. I'm like,
well, understandable.
So your leaders actually do things.
Yeah.
My, my previous job, they still have not filled that role of
your old job or
my old job and my boss's job.
Oh, lovely.
The director position, they still have not filled.
Why don't you apply for the director?
Yeah. I was like, why don't you be like, hey, there's your pay raise right there. You come back as the director.
And that middle manager person that they hired done got fired last week.
Nice.
Yep. For being being shady.
So you still got spies at that company, do you?
Oh, I do. I sure do.
Oh my God, June with the
squeak, squeak,
squeak.
Yeah, squeak, squeak, squeak.
That speaking of transfer of knowledge, that middle manager person, the transferring of knowledge when I was supposed to sit with her for that entire week before I left, never happened.
Yeah,
yeah. She told me to just write it down and email it to her. And I was like, aren't you supposed to sit with me so you know what's going on?
Yeah.
Never happened.
Documentation. I mean, like, I'm supposed to document stuff as, like, I create it. So, like.
Yeah.
But that's, like, I, engineering, that's kind of, like, a thing.
Yeah.
Like, so people know what all these numbers and letters and shit do. But, yeah. So let's get back to fun stuff instead of talking about.
Work stuff.
Work, yeah. I just, yeah.
Boy. I have no fun.
I have no fun.
I still have no job, so it's fun.
My life is joyless.
Come be a professional wrestler.
That's what I was thinking. I did apply a rock star.
Oh, yeah. I've had an interview there before.
Yeah, I applied on the lines. I haven't heard back though.
And it was actually like a really interesting interview, but I didn't get the job. And again, this is like the second or third time I've applied at a game studio and got passed over just because there was somebody else
higher
with actual experience,
with skills.
With actual experience in the games industry. And I'm like, how do I get experience in the games industry if I can't work in like,
exactly. Like, I had that problem before.
I get it. Like if it's like a, hey, like
we need you to engineer this level,
but like the thing is like, oh, they want shipped titles or this or that. It's like, okay, I'm in my 30s. I can't commit the time to be like, hey, I'm gonna work on an indie game I'm like, you know, as a passion project or something where I'm like,
that's not something that you can invest that level of time and effort into.
Yeah Like I tried learning Unreal Engine and like I was like learning how to do it, but it's one of those things where I'm like, I was just scratching the surface of it. Yeah. And I was like, I'm like, at this point, I'm like, the time I would spend just learning it to then go and be creative in it would just be like,
just the time just to learn it is huge.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't have.
My fallback is always just to write.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where like, granted, writing does take practice and time and talent.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those things where it's like, I can just start writing at any time. I've already done it in the past. So it's
And like you've been a published writer before. Like you're not like, it's not like for, you could go somewhere and submit a writing sample very easily and have them consider you for a position, even if it's like an associate editor or whatever.
Yeah, the thing is about most of those gigs, the only one I really want to do again would be like to either write my own comics or to do Marvel.
That's where Johnny's
but,
at.
But like if I was trying to do like writing for like an online website, yeah, I could do that right away.
Yeah.
I get paid fucking balls, but you know, that's the thing that's the secret about that industry is they don't really pay anybody.
No.
Unless you have one of those big time jobs.
Like, well, even jobs you think would be big time in writing online.
No.
Like if you're writing for like a publisher or like I'll use a big site like Engadget, for example.
Yeah.
They don't like a lot of their writers like you. They have very few contract staff, and then they have people that they just like pull articles from.
They're quote unquote contributors.
Yeah.
They basically write
They're like, contracted.
Yeah, they get paid.
They get paid per story
and that gets published. Yeah, Not even paid per story. They get paid per story that gets published. And like then too. What's the other one? Like I know you had stuff on Destructoid back in the day, so like even if you wanted to get something for like an IGN or like a,
to their credit, that shit's still up too.
Yeah,
I've got to give Destructoid credit because they've changed hands a couple times in terms of who owns them. And who runs it.
But that was very much an editorial piece. It wasn't it wasn't like a news or anything like that. It was an
opinion piece.
Yeah,
it was a monthly opinion editorial, something like a flashback.
That's
all still up though. Everything I had on that account is still posted and still up.
And that's evergreen content. That's something somebody can go back to 10 years from now, read and go, "Oh, hey."
Yeah, but like a lot of sites don't do that. A lot of sites will archive that shit eventually and like they'll just to keep their overhead low, I guess. You know, they'll back it up, or if they change the site design, they'll delete all the older stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be so, like, I don't know. Like, to me, like, that's
10 years at this point.
Yeah.
Even more, maybe.
But, like, you don't have, like, a journalistic background, do you? Like, you wouldn't be interested in doing,
like
beat writing type of stuff, would you?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't exclude it, but I wouldn't be, like, I don't think it's an interest of mine.
No. But if like the Sports Hub was like, "Hey, we want you to be like a beat writer for like the Red Sox," you'd do that.
Oh, 100%.
In like a heartbeat.
Oh, right? In a heartbeat, yeah.
What if they were like, "We want you to be the beat writer for like
the Revolution.
Probably still. It really depends on the logistics of it. Like, it's one of those things where like,
you could turn that into the Red Sox.
Like, if I could make as much as I'm doing right now, writing for the Revolution, yeah, I'd do that. But
it'd be your foot in the door to go somewhere
I mean, go Revs.
Yeah.
But it's also one of
those. Is that the only Boston team that won this year? Like, actually won?
Yeah.
But they still got knocked out.
Yeah, they lost.
They lost?
First round.
Yeah, first round. Oh, playoffs.
They had the best league ever in the MLS, and they got booted out in the first
round. Oh, I didn't know they got booted. Round.
Yeah.
That was
I know.
That was the first. Things are not going to go well this year based on that.
But they did just sign Jose Altidore, who is one of the bigger pieces of the last World Cup team. So he's
speaking of World Cup, that should be coming around.
Yeah.
So everybody, Feuding Factions, your place for all your Revolution news.
We are the number one Revolution podcast.
Number one. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. No. Go Revs.
You know what?
Like somewhere, Kenny is very happy.
Yeah. You know, if they did have a stadium closer to like the metro area, I would go see a Revs game.
I've been to a couple Revs games. They're not bad.
I wouldn't. That's the thing. It's just like from where we are, I wouldn't drive all the way out to Foxborough.
That's a trip.
Yeah.
And I ended up spending a lot of time at Patriots Place down there beforehand.
Yeah.
But like some shopping and went out to eat.
Yeah, but like if the ever rumored soccer stadium that the Crafts were to actually do, if they did something in like Cambridge or Somerville or even like East Boston.
Didn't they have like a Manchester, like not international, but like a younger youth like World Cup team out of Manchester?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Manchester, New Hampshire?
Yeah.
No, not that. They might. No. Are you sure you're thinking hockey? Because they do have, I mean, like, they've got the Fisher Cats, but.
Yeah, the hockey, they've done well there.
Yeah, it was like a.
I've never heard of a soccer team that's been sent, like, not professional.
They had an arena football team for a year.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking of.
They had the Wolves.
Yeah.
That's my, but what you
were. There was also professional lacrosse up here for a while.
Yeah.
Was it? I know that, like, there's.
The Phantoms.
There's still, like, the Cannons. So they went from the MLL to the NLL so like they're part of like whatever the big one is now.
No idea.
Yeah.
Oh, lacrosse is new sport.
Yeah,
now.
I'm like I keep up with the lacrosse stuff a bit because my brother's a goalie. Yeah. Brother still plays. And he's 38.
Lacrosse had a point in time in the 90s where it was. The trajectory was super high, and then just plateaued.
Well, it's like, so like, to me, lacrosse, like, next to, like, hockey, that's, like, the expensive sport.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like hockey, lacrosse, football, in terms of, like, team sports where it's, like, the...
How much money you need.
Yeah. Where it's, like, soccer, you need a pair of soccer cleats and shin pads.
You need shin pads, you need cleats, and you need
unless you're a goalie, then you get gloves.
Yeah.
and you show up.
Yeah, like, and you show up. Like, basketball, like, you probably need some nice, you know.
Some sneaks.
Yeah. Like
sneaks and some socks.
Some sneaks and some shorts.
But then once you get into, like, yeah, like, the basketball or the football, the lacrosse, the hockeys of the world, like, that.
The hockeys, you need the gear, and if you're growing up with it, you need new gear all the time.
Yeah, you need new gear all the time, and you need the patience and the discipline to wake up at 4 a.m. and
fucking
go skate.
Ice times, yeah. That I don't miss. For hockey, I did a lot of sports photography when I was working at toys.
It was all the call times then.
And so I'd, like, Saturday morning, I'd have like a 4 a.m., 5 a.m. shoot.
Yeah, because you'd have a weekend tournament starting at 6.
I'd shoot all the teams as they showed up and, like,
yeah,
before they hit the ice for their practice or their first run. That was always shitty. Because I'm not a morning person.
You, of all people I know, are not a morning person. Nope.
No, but
so there is a soccer team.
But it paid me more for 6 hours of work than I would get for that entire week at toys.
Yeah, no, right?
So. New Hampshire Phantoms.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Formerly New Hampshire Phantoms. They're Seacoast United Phantoms now.
Seacoast United Phantoms?
That's got to be like... That, like, it,
the Seacoast is United?
Yeah, it's, I'm like, it's under the United Soccer umbrella, and it's from ages 17 to 20.
Mm. Okay, so that's like club soccer.
Yeah,
it's not okay. Like I thought you were saying like,
no, not major.
Yeah, I thought you were saying like a feeder system for like the MLS. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, that's soccer. Yeah, that's travel soccer.
Well, it's almost like the college league that they do in the Knights.
Yeah. Damn it. So I signed up for a new gym at the beginning of the year, and I went to go to one other one, but they were like closed the day, and I think I like filled out a form online or whatever, and they just keep spamming me with like texts and stuff.
Nice.
I hate there's,
hey, when are you coming back?
Yeah, so like there's some marketing stuff that I don't like mind through my phone.
Yeah.
Like if it's like Home Depot or whatever texting me about a sale, I'm like, cool, whatever.
Lose that weight in 6 weeks.
Yeah. If I'm getting, hey, sign up for our thing that you obviously weren't interested in, like, stop.
Why not come back?
Stop. Yeah. I'm like, no, like, please.
Oh, my cousin's a personal trainer, and like, that's kind of how they do things is, yeah, you know,
beat it over your head.
They just take everyone that was in their client list and
see. What I don't like is when you're trying to quit a gym,
CC all.
And it's a smaller gym.
Oh, then you get everything?
Well, then you end up having to, like when you're trying to quit a membership.
You got to jump through so many hoops.
So many fucking hoops. Like, if you literally don't show up in person, like, it just doesn't happen.
Oh, no,
like,
that's
gets done.
That's even how, like, Planet Fitness is. I canceled my Planet Fitness membership last year just because, like, I wasn't going, pandemic or whatever. Yeah, and just like Planet Fitness, it just doesn't give you the right, like...
It's a bad YMCA.
Yeah, like, it doesn't give you the right state of mind to actually, like, want to do anything besides the bare minimum, you know?
I've been in Planet Fitness a couple times.
It goes, here's your treadmill, be on here for an hour and then leave.
Yeah.
Well, even then, like, there's, like, some free weights, and it's pretty clean. Like, I'll say that, like, they are...
Yeah, they have cleaning stations everywhere, yeah.
But, like, at the same time, there's, like, outside of, like, dumbbells, there's no free weights.
Yeah.
And, like... Even for me, it's like some stuff you just need a free weight for, doing an incline.
Well, yeah, but for their business model, do you have an idea how many people would fucking die?
Yeah, or just wouldn't show up because they'd see an incline bench and be afraid of it and just not show up. But like when I'm, you know, when I'm like at the gym or whatever, I'm like. Like, I do, like, 50-50 machines and free weights because, like, there's some stuff, like, I'm not going to bench press by myself. Like, I'll do incline bench because that's just kind of, like,
I do it bench pressing by yourself is a good way to hurt.
Yeah, like, but, like, yeah, and, like, I'll use the leg press because I'm not going to squat without without somebody.
Exactly. You got another good way to get hurt.
Yeah, without somebody spotting me or anything like that. So it's just like, all right, fine. Like,
what's the machines are for? I mean.
Yeah.
Singles.
Yep, yep, yep.
But there's not even, like, I don't know, with Planet Fitness, there's just never that, like, want to, like, actually, like,
nobody,
go hard.
There's nobody pushing you.
Yeah. And it, not even anybody pushing me, but, like, I felt like I would have been shunned if I pushed myself. Like, if I even
who the like, fuck start, is that guy?
Kind of like even if I like I started breathing,
you're,
heavier,
you're worried
like,
about other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I've been like, sir, you're gonna set off the lunk alarm, and I'm not a lunk, but
you can't make noises there. You can't grunt. If you grunt there, then they'll throw you out.
Yeah. But the place I go to now, I really like it.
But what you should do is just go on one of the machines and scream every time.
Yeah. But yeah, the place I go now is nice. It's clean. It's got a bunch of stuff. If I want to use machines, I can use machines. If I want to deadlift, I
always
deadlift.
Free weights when I was, you know, doing the sports. I did the free weights.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm not doing the sports, I did try to get back in the shapes.
Mm.
And then went with my brother-in-law because he had a thing for Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
So he got that, you know, free guest pass.
Yeah, the black card.
And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll go. And I was just like, man, this is totally kinda different.
Sucks.
Yeah.
But even like the thing with Planet Fitness is like I still had to go there to cancel the membership.
Yeah.
Which everything else you can do online.
Yeah.
Literally join everything you can do online. And then like you go to catch like, oh, you gotta show up, you gotta talk to somebody in person.
Or you need to sound it's like that, or you need to send like a certified mail thing that's been like stamped by a notary. And another thing about them too is they're so hell bent on getting your money, you cannot pay with anything but a checking account.
Yeah. That way you like, can't like skimp on their payments.
You can't pay them with a credit. Yeah, you can't pay them with a credit card. You can't pay them with a. That was one of the things too. I'm like, I'm paying you guys $20 a month. Like, I at least like to be able to like guarantee. Like, first off, like I'm worried about like what happens if you guys get hacked.
Boom.
Somebody gets access to my
fucking bank account.
Yeah, to my routing and what's it called numbers. Like, great. Just you know, take all my money. Like, and the other thing is just like, dude, it's like. Just let me use my credit card. Like, I just want to, like, I know that for them, it's probably like then they're paying the credit card company for the processing fee.
Yeah, extra 3 or 5% or whatever.
It cuts into their margins even more, but it's like, dude, like, it's just such a convenience. That, and I want my fucking points.
I like points.
I want my fucking
points.
I don't use a credit card enough to get points, so I usually use cash.
I pretty much exclusively use credit cards now. Unless it's like paying like somebody like hand-to-hand. Like if I was paying you, I'd pay you cash or I'd pay you like Venmo or whatever. Yeah.
But points.
Like, we have a housekeeper that comes every couple weeks, pay her cash or check or whatever. But like even then, like for a while I was like, oh, I'll just take cash out on my credit card, and then I'm like, no, fuck that, because there's like a $10 fee, flat fee no matter what, and then there's an like immediate interest charge on it. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So it's like, yeah.
Man,
you know
I just
what?
Hit
like,
the ATM every couple of weeks and boom.
That's what I should do, but I'm just like.
I use cash anyway, so I always have it on hand.
Yeah. But you deal in cash a lot because of your business.
Mostly. Yeah. I've had a couple people like on the DJ end.
Yeah.
I almost never have cash on me anymore.
That want to do the Venmo or
like
the Square or any of that. But in my mind, I'm like. Okay, now that you're using that, I'm going to have to charge you more because now I have to pay a fee.
Yeah. One of the interesting things is we were at a wedding this past summer, and the bartenders, like they were like a bartending service.
Yeah.
Like you hire them for the night or whatever. But they were taking tips via like Venmo and stuff.
Yeah, you could do that.
I just was like, okay, like you do that, but I think it was like straight to like their personal account. And I'm like, for me, like in all the stuff now with like the taxes and all that kind of stuff, because like.
Well, that might make it easier for them to keep track of it, you know, on their side if they get bugged about it for, like, a paper trail.
But how many people do you think do that and then just
zero.
Don't? Yeah. Like, yeah, don't
I
account for
see a lot
app.
Of them.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is that there is a paper trail at that point. If they're going
to
follow up on it instead of just handing you cash,
you
can't reasonably, like, try to track down every person they handed you cash.
Yeah.
But you can track down the amount of times that you had transactions on your account.
Yeah. Whereas Brian can, like, with his business, he can, you know, print shirts, whatever, and take that up front, but then just dealing cash.
Yeah, whatever else afterwards is fine.
Most of the time, at most shows, it's pretty much always been all cash or a little half and half. I only had one show in, I think it was Mass.
Where people were just like.
Where everyone used card except for one person.
Mm. Yeah. And that was probably like one of those things. It was probably with the venue too. They probably didn't have an ATM or something.
It's very possible because it was in one of those like open sport fields.
Oh yeah,
a sports zone kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that
it
was
it one of the like the big bubble domes, like the ones that are just inflated.
Yeah, it was the giant, or was it? It looked inflated, but it wasn't. It's like just the way that was made, and it had like three soccer fields.
I thought those were inflated because the one in New Hampshire fell. Collapsed. I thought that was because like there was too much snow or whatever, and it collapsed.
Oh yeah, it could have just been the roof itself. They just made it.
Oh, I thought so. Here's the thing. Like, I thought that was like I thought it was like inflated. Like,
no,
I thought like it was like a permanent thing, yeah, but it was always like a
No, it's the roof. The way they made the roof.
Yeah. Well, the more you know. Yeah.
They just made it shitty.
Yeah.
I'll actually probably be in the dairy one in a couple weeks.
Mm. Nice.
But yeah, most of the times it's all cash, half and half.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, even the DJ one sometimes is straight up cash. A lot of people use like a check so they could write it off on their on their taxes because it's a wedding expense where you could write off a lot of the stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people they take out like a credit card just for the wedding or like set up an account just for the wedding so they can, you know, write off certain things. Yeah.
That way they can also apply for a certain limit and say
And they know how much they spent on the wedding. It's not just like, oh, here's
my mixed in with all my other expenses.
Yeah. Then also points.
Points.
Yeah. That's one of like that would be a good excuse to open a new credit card because a lot of them you get points. The sign on bonus if you spend X amount of money
in the first year
or whatever. So like you do that and like I know with one of my Chase cards I got 100,000 points for spending like $4,000 in the first couple months.
Yeah.
And that equated to like $1,500 if you redeemed it in like their travel portal. So
that's good money.
That paid for like, I think the flights and part of the hotel back when I went to Disney in the fall.
Nice.
So like, you know, that's pretty crazy though. Also crazy. Did you see No Way Home yet? No Way
Home. Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man Homeless?
Spider-Man Homeless.
Yeah.
We saw it together, right? My memory is so screwed up at this point. I'm like.
So I tried watching Spider-Man on the Plex. And the first time I watched it, it had a very, very bad quality. Like, you know, it was taped.
Yeah.
And then it was thrown out there. So I'm like, oh, man, this sucks. So then there was another version out there. And I was like, oh, let me check this. So I pressed play on that one. Same thing. Also taped, but subtitles in Portuguese on the bottom. And I was like, oh, man, this is a little better, but the quality still sucks. So I tried watching it. And then 5 minutes in, I got that stupid loading screen.
Yeah.
And it was just having an issue. So I kept trying for months. And then I finally watched it maybe like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah. See, like, that's the one thing why I don't sail the high seas that much anymore. Is because I'm such a freaking quality snob.
Yeah, the quality of piracy has gotten way down since things become more available.
Yeah, like, well, not even just like that, but like.
Which is funny because the cameras have gotten better, which is weird.
The quality's gotten worse.
Yeah, the quality's gotten way worse.
Yeah.
Like, you used to actually find, like, decent, like, cam movies back in the day.
But now people are doing this with their Android phone.
You can see it shaking if they laugh. And
yeah, so, like, I just, like, I'm not.
Yeah, I watched.
Like, I'm the type of person, like, I can tell the difference between, like, a 1080p and a 4K stream.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, a 1080p and, like, a 4K Blu-ray. And even, like, just the different settings on my TV will bug me. Like.
Well, I'm surprised it doesn't happen very frequently anymore. It used to happen a lot back when they were first making the transition, where digital leaks. Having the full movie leaked digitally online.
Oh, yeah. Well, they used to send out the screeners and stuff, and used to be on DVDs, and now I'm sure they just send them out via a link.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's hacked. Well, there's...
Well, the problem is that those are going to be...
It's through, like, a streaming site, which you can't actually download the file.
Yeah, the files are not accessible and...
encrypted and stuff.
They probably also have some sort of watermark on there that identifies the user.
Yeah. So, like... You do that, and you're absolutely screwed. So, like,
yep.
But,
I watched it. It was okay.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, you should probably see it in the theaters if you have the. It's okay. response to it. Yeah. It's like, no, it was fucking great, Brian. Yeah. All right.
Well, everyone that like I've talked to is like, oh, it was so good. It was so good. But
so you have the combination of building it up and then watching it on a shitty source.
Yeah. So like I had every time I went to go watch it, it just failed for like 3 months. And I think that's what like really got me.
It just got under your skin. Yeah. It's just so, like, I don't care anymore. Yeah. I just want to fucking see it.
And I was also like at the point where it's like, man, I'm watching this. And then I'm also just waiting for it to freeze.
Yeah.
So at that point, I'm not enjoying the movie because I'm waiting for it to break.
Yep.
Yeah. See, that's my thing, too. Like, I still have, like, a decent amount of, like, not a decent amount, but, like, I've got some Blu-rays. And, like, every once in a while, I get in the collecting bug, and it's typically in the spring. And I think it's just because I haven't been out and about or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm starting to get that again, and I'm sure I'm going to start going to, like the Goodwills and stuff on my free time.
It's fine, Blu-rays.
Dude, like, now it's, like, you can get, like... Like Blu-rays, they're pretty much like a it works or it doesn't. There's no in between because digital. Well, it's digital and
the discs are not
the like discs. They have that layer on it, so they can be scratched to shit. But as long as it's not actually into the data, it'll play no matter what. Like, but like, I was walking around Goodwill and like just brand new, Blu-rays, 50 cents or $2 at most, Just because people are like, oh, I stream everything. I don't need this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Even if it was something that was out of the bargain bin at Walmart for $5, it's like, that's still...
Even then, you still get like some
high... Plus the rental price.
Yeah. And even like to that too, like I... Like there's so much like that you sometimes miss if you're watching something either like on a streaming network or a regular TV network. Like,
yeah, they cut things out to make TV time.
Yeah, like my wife and I like... Every time like Harry Potter's on, just whatever, it's background noise. Like we just watch it because we like it. It's on.
I'm aware.
I forget you lived with us for however long.
But even then, like the
Harry Potter or Hallmark, one of the two. Harry Potter, Hallmark, and then bad reality shows.
But that's still what it Potter's is. Like, it's still what it is.
It's still what a 2-hour, 20-minute runtime non-TV.
Non-TV dragged out to 5 hours. Yeah. And they still cut out stuff like in the last Harry Potter movie, like they don't bring up a huge point. There's this one scene at the beginning of the movie where it's a pretty iconic scene. They have Harry and a bunch of people from the Order of the Phoenix. They take the Polyjuice potion and they all turn into the other Harrys and they all like the huge they dog fly. Fight. Yeah, yeah, whatever. And one of like the pretty main character dies off screen. And
one of the brothers?
No. That's in the final battle. Mad-Eye Moody. And you don't know, like, when you watch it on TV, they never bring up about the point at the beginning that one of the people in that group betrayed them.
Yep.
So, like, I watched it on HBO Max, like, a couple of weeks ago because I've got it and it wasn't on that weekend. and they have that entire they have that entire scene and I'm like I know this is what happened, like I know he betrayed them and I'm like but I'm like I don't remember seeing this scene like recently and it must have just been like oh hey it's not in the TV version even though it's a pretty big plot point so like for me like having like the physical version and having like the extended cut or the director's cut or whatever that like you probably never get on TV. And that's why I feel like some of these movies don't have the same kind of like punch that they packed when you saw it into theater or rented it or whatever for the first time.
Yeah. Cause they're all edited.
Yeah. Cause they're all edited to, TV. You know, to hell for TV.
Anytime I have the TV on and some movie pops up 99% of the time, I pretty much own that movie, so I just put that movie in and then watch it that way, and then finish before the TV movie is done.
See, I've started doing that. Like, if it's something that's like on TV, I'll just like do the voice remote and I'll like say the name of the what's it called or whatever, open the menu and see if it's actually like available for streaming. Because if it's something I want to watch, I'll be like, I want to watch it, but I don't want to take 4 hours out of my day when it's a 90-minute movie. Like, whatever, I'll just stream it and I can, so.
My movie collection is probably...
I try not to watch any movies that are in cable or anything like that. I mean, there's one thing to have it on in the background, but it's not like I just actively sit and watch it.
Yeah.
And yeah, generally, you're not going to actively sit and watch something that's on fucking TNT or TBS or.
No, I go find it if I want to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
Same here.
See, that's my thing is like my free time. Like, it's one part ADHD, one part like just it being there. Like, it distracts me. So I'm just like, great. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to actually, like, any of those movies that are down there, like, I need to actively go out of my way and be like, oh, I want to watch King Arthur. Or, oh, yeah. I want to watch TMNT. Or, oh, I want to watch, you know, like, The Departed or whatever.
No, I get those feels.
Yeah. So,
my movie collection's probably the size of your wall from ceiling to floor, if not bigger than that.
And do you do, okay, like, are you now exclusively Blu-rays? Or are you?
No, mine's a little of both.
Okay. Because, like, for me, one of the things, too, that I kind of understand it now that we're in this, like, even like 4K Blu-ray, whatever, is you got to think a lot of these movies, like, okay, if it was released on DVD, if it was kind of a niche thing, there's a chance that it was never released on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And even if it was released on Blu-ray, a lot of the stuff might not have been shot in the quality to even justify it being in, you know, 4K or whatever. And like, I've even felt like I found that out. I started buying wrestling DVDs. And you know, to study and stuff. And one of the things is like, oh, I was like, you know, like I get why people still buy these
different quality.
Well, yeah, but it's just like it's like, oh, okay, I don't need the best quality in the world to watch a Bret Hart match from 1990.
But yeah, that's the camera was only a certain level. Yeah, like of
it was. It was in four. It was in, you know, the square 4:3 aspect ratio. It's not, you know, widescreen or whatever.
Yeah, that's and, me.
480p.
But yeah, but my brain thinks it's like, oh, okay, like you want the 4K blah 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 version of it. I'm like, but it's something that like didn't exist when high like it happened when four, you know, high def wasn't a thing. And I know there's stuff that like gets that treatment. Like you look at the Peter Jackson stuff with the World War One,
mm-hmm. or whatever the baseball stuff. Shit was
yeah, like, phenomenal. Like you get that kind of stuff, but like you understand that like there's some stuff that's like just for posterity. You probably want it in your collection because,
or even like some of the Blu-rays, they're almost the same price as the regular movie.
Yeah,
and you get the Blu-ray and the regular movie inside the package. So I'm just like, what's the difference of me buying this Blu-ray versus me buying the?
It doesn't happen as much anymore, but
yeah.
That was always funny back in the day. Like, it's the DVD and the Blu-ray together.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Yeah.
well, okay, so.
Well, maybe you'll be upgrading to Blu-ray in the next year or two. You know, you want to make sure you've got that under your hands.
No, I'll give you a reason why. And one of the reasons why is kids' movies. So my wife and I, for a couple years, we would buy like, if like when Frozen came out,
yeah,
bought Frozen or whatever, kept the Blu-ray for ourselves.
You gave the disc out, the DVD to somebody else?
Yeah, to like our niece and nephew or whatever, or what, or brought it up to the cabin or this or that.
I'm not sure that was their intention.
Yeah, but
that's what happened.
I don't think that was their intention.
Fun side effect.
But I'm thinking like, okay, you've got kids. You let them get their snotty nose hands on it. You give them the DVD. You give them the DVD copy, and you keep the Blu-ray for your.
Yeah, it's kind of like buying an action figure that you open up and you keep one in the box.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I hear what you're saying. I just don't think that was their intention for printing both and selling both in the same box.
Yeah, you put the one in their Cars DVD. You remember those CRTs that we sold at the RS?
But I can just picture like a Hollywood executive just being like, "Oh, we're not going to give this to my." They're like, "No, yeah. They need to buy their own."
That's exactly the thought process. By the way, I do want to make a
sharing is bad for us.
I want to go out and find every one of the Shrek CRTs I can, and just make a wall of Shrek CRT TVs, and just what's it called? Just wire them all up at the same time so that they are all playing Shrek on loop 24/7.
Not even that, just the music video.
Just the music video for All Star.
Yep.
And I saw her face.
Oh, that was Shrek 2.
Yep.
Now I'm a believer.
Oh, that was 2?
That was 2.
Some bitch.
The first one was All Star.
Fucking hate Shrek.
Fuck you.
I love Shrek.
I absolutely loathe those movies. I'd still like them.
I really like the first one.
I like the one and two. Three is like
the first one.
I understand why people like them. I don't.
I think it was the last like Mike Myers movie that like I don't know, like, just that, and I think it, like, I was young enough that I thought it was like, okay, it was a kid's movie, but then they still had some, like, the adult jokes. Stuff,
yeah, there's
that, like, I was stuff. Like, hey,
but
that, I see, I mean, what, like, you did there.
Like, how many decent Mike Myers movies were there after that, besides, like, maybe, like, the awesome, like, one of the Austin Powers sequels?
I can't name any.
Like, I think it was, like, that gold member, and then he was done.
Yeah, he had a bunch of flops. He did the fucking Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat, The Love Guru. Yeah. Like, yeah, and then just...
Oh, yeah, The Love Guru. That wasn't racist at all.
No, not at all.
Pull from the shelves.
Yeah. And he was, what, like, he's, he didn't get, like, canceled, but...
No.
Is it just, he's just notoriously hard to work with because he himself is very hard on himself, is what I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard that too, but, I think the other part is he's just old. Like, he's made his money.
Yeah.
Comedians generally don't get funnier. you know, there's a few of them that have. You know, George Carlin did.
And they stay in their same lane.
Yeah. And that's it. And Myers wasn't really a stand-up anyway.
No.
So he needs to be out there doing sketch or movies, and he got too old to do sketch movies.
Yeah.
You know, that's just it.
He was fantastic at sketch comedy.
Like, and he shows up in, like, cameo roles and stuff all the time. Like, Tarantino had him in Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he'll show up in, like, in those kind of roles. And he was in, wasn't he in the Queen movie for a little bit?
He might have been.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was the manager or something like that.
Yeah, he was in it for a couple minutes.
Yeah, but, like, he'll show up in a role that, like, you don't recognize him in.
Yeah.
Or they put him in a bunch of prosthetics. But that's fine for him, like, right now. He's made his money, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he should be able to coast off of, you know, not only things like, you know, Austin Powers, but, you know, even his early stuff, he can still get some money from that stuff.
I forget that he was already in his mid-30s like, the early 90s.
In the early 90s, yeah.
Like, when, like, the Wayne's World and everything was coming out, like, he was already at that age. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But, yeah.
How about no?
So how about we pivot?
And he was in a bunch of commercials recently.
Yeah, he has been, actually.
Yeah.
Playing
characters that he's made his money on.
Oh, boy, what a surprise.
So it wouldn't shock me if we get another Shrek, and I will fucking... No. There probably is another Shrek coming, just because the Hollywood does not have their own ideas. Because
creativity is dead.
Yeah.
How about no?
Yeah, but speaking of Hollywood, what'd you guys think of the Super Bowl? And am I right in just saying that, like, the NFL is just, I don't want to say it's shit, but it's gotten to the point where it's at the same level, it's getting to the same level of NBA and trying to create this tension that every game.
I think it's still better than that, by quite a bit.
I know, but they're trying to make every big game into...
Hollywood.
It's not.
They had a hard
time
making storylines for this one.
Yeah, it's not over till it's over.
Yeah,
and trying to make it into the, you know, the New England Atlanta Super Bowl, where if a team's down by 20, you know, like, it's over. Just turn the game off. Whatever they are trying, and whether it's the refs influencing it or whatever, because, like, I watched this Super Bowl and was like, okay, like, and I don't know if it's partially because I'm just not stressed because the Pats aren't in it and are far off from being back in it,
mm-hmm.
where I'm just like, okay, I can sit back. I don't hate either of these teams, but, like, I've got no dog in the fight.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it still came down to the last
couple minutes.
Like, the last 2 minutes in a couple blown, you know.
But you don't feel about it the same way as you did other games that did that.
No,
because you
weren't invested.
You weren't invested, but they're also trying to go and turn every game into that, is what I'm saying.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that they're active. Like, I think there's a little bit of that, but I don't think it's like that, like, they're trying to, like, manage the game to a point where it's still close, and then, like, you have to, like, oh, we're hitting the fourth and the ratings are starting to plummet. We need to make sure the refs call some more.
take off the helmet well, and beat
no,
somebody.
Well, yeah. No, but they want it to be a high-scoring passing game. They want it to be explosive.
But I don't think it's as corrupt as the NBA in that regard, where the NBA is going to be like, oh, we need to make sure our stars last to the end of the game, so we're not going to call any penalties on them for the last 14 minutes of the game.
Well, that's the thing is, like, the Super Bowl, like, there was barely any penalties until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that...
Well, I think that's ultimately just the level of pressure involved where they have to, they feel like they have to get it right in that kind of big moment. Whereas the NBA is the opposite. The NBA will be like, we're going to make sure we don't call this play on LeBron.
Yeah.
Because Bron's got to stay to the end of the game. Mm-hmm. You know.
Man, travel just from half court.
Can't have Bron fell out. You know, that sort of thing. But the NFL, I think, it does struggle from a lack of narrative. And when you get teams like LA who don't have any fans, let alone any rivalries, in a Super Bowl, you're having a hard time trying to grab people's attention. So you do it any way you can. And
but the NFL has been trying to make that a thing. Yeah. Has been trying to make NFL or Los Angeles a thing for how long now?
Yeah, the thing is, Los Angeles doesn't fucking care.
No.
I think the only thing that really
they have no reason to.
LA borderline cares about the Lakers and half-heartedly cares about the Dodgers.
They care about the Lakers because they care about seeing who's sitting in that first two rows.
Yeah, it's more about who's there than the game itself. But to be fair, there are Lakers fans. Like there are actually Lakers fans.
Yeah,
And there are actually Dodgers fans. I've met them, but there's not as many as of them to fill it enough to fill that stadium over there. And if you saw the parade.
Mm-hmm.
That they had in Los Angeles, the parade.
It was like three blocks long.
It looked like a Shriners parade, like over here. Like if you're like a small town show up for a Shriners parade, it was that kind of crowd.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or like one or two rows deep.
Yeah.
And people just kind of walking around, just be like, all right, there's a thing going on here. We're like a real sports city like Boston or Chicago is going to fucking pack the place.
The entire city's shutting down. Yeah. Like,
no, literally, the city shuts down. Yeah.
People are on lampposts and things are on fire.
Philadelphia. Yeah.
And I prefer to have that than the apathy. The LA teams don't fucking deserve that. Like,
if Cincinnati won, there probably would have been riots.
Oh, Cincinnati would have been like Cincinnati. That town would have shut down.
Yeah, they would have burned to the ground.
They would have got some cold cuts.
It would have been fun.
Got some cold cuts.
It would have been a fun parade to watch, and they would have rebuilt it, and they would have been super happy afterwards.
Cigars everywhere.
And so I'm pissed off that they didn't win, but it's unfortunate. That L.A. Gets to, have that sort of thing.
Yeah. Good for Stafford.
No, that's the only person I was happy for out of that.
That's really
Stafford.
The only storyline they had going.
I mean, Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, dude. He's busted his ass.
Oh, Cooper Kupp is, like, one of the best, is the best in the league. Yeah. For the first half of the game, he was not there.
No.
But in the second half, he saved their ass.
Like, the other, like, Odell Beckham Jr. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't care about OBJ.
Like, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad because he tore his ACL.
Oh, as soon as that happened, like that's.
I don't like seeing anybody hurt. But,
yeah, but that sucks. But at the same time, like he went from being a shitty team to basically complaining his way off onto a somewhat decent team and riding their coattails.
And didn't he do that and then go to another team?
No, he was on the Browns.
Yeah,
he was
on the Browns. Didn't he complain and then leave, go somewhere for like 2-3 weeks? And then go to LA after that?
No, I thought he went straight to the Rams.
No, I thought he was somewhere before that.
I don't know.
Time to GTS.
Yeah, it was like the GTG? Go to Google?
Google that shit.
Oh, GTS. Google that shit. Okay.
The Googs.
But yeah, either way, it wasn't like, it was just one of those things where it's like, eh. He's a guy you don't want to see win, but at the same time, whatever. Like,
The only other funny part about was the entire age group between the ages of 30 and 40 realizing that the Super Bowl halftime show is now for them.
Yeah.
And that we're going to have to deal with 90s flashbacks four or 5 years.
Yeah, I'm like, we're going to get...
Whereas like in the 90s, in the 2000s, we're all complaining like, oh, why the fuck are the Stones playing?
Why are the Rolling Stones playing?
It was just the Bengals, or not the Bengals, the Browns and the... The Rams.
Browns and Rams, yeah.
Yeah, and now the target audience for the halftime show is fucking us.
Yeah. You might have been thinking of Antonio Brown because he went to the Raiders for a bit before he landed on the Bucks. Remember?
Maybe. It was some
last year
receiver who was all about himself that went from one team, and then like 3 weeks later, he was that's on a long another
list.
Team.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long list, but like Antonio Brown specifically, like
yeah. all-star.
Got himself off.
Still a long list.
Yeah, got himself off the Steelers, got himself onto the Raiders, and then butted heads with John Gruden, which we know now like probably for good reason.
All you have to do is type in diva wide receiver.
And it's just, brrr, yeah.
It's going to ask you, what year?
Yeah.
Nuts. No baseball yet, huh?
No one's not even an agreement.
Yeah.
No, see, so. The thing about baseball owners is they're the worst people in the world.
Money grubbing.
Like, definitely giving NFL owners a run for their money.
I just want to be like, you get, there's 170 some odd games, 60 some odd games.
Oh, they don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's all about their take home. And, yeah. And half of my other projects they're working on, too. Other teams are trying to buy in the fucking Premier League.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to mention that.
Buying the fucking Penguins. Fuck John Henry.
Yeah. The thing about John Henry, and I've run into John Henry personally in Fenway Park before, and I just thanked him when I was there because growing up as a Red Sox fan, I never expected them to win in my lifetime. They've won multiple times.
Yeah.
So I was just polite. And this was before they traded Mookie Betts.
But at the same time, it's like, I love Fenway. It's like,
They've kept the park when they didn't need to.
But at the same time, it's like, you can expand it. To a certain degree.
Not really. The whole logistics of doing it while you're there, there's really no way for them to do it. They would have done so already. There is no way to bring that stadium to be a modern stadium. It can't do it.
To even adding.
You've got to take the entire thing down, and you have to buy out the entire neighborhood.
Yeah. And, like, they already, like, even, like, adding the monster seats probably, and, like, they, like, you go into the grandstand, and they've built up in the grandstand. Yeah. Like
they've built up as much as they really can.
Yeah, and it's just like,
yeah,
there's nothing that would keep them from just like, okay, we're gonna build a new stadium, not tear down Fenway, and play like, you know, like play a third of your home.
That property is way too valuable.
Really? You think so?
The location is way too valuable. They would sell it, and they would tear it down and turn it to fucking mall or something.
I feel like Fenway could get on like the National Registry, like a historic, and like in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. They would have to do that if they would. Otherwise, again, the property is too valuable. They would sell it.
That's true.
That's just it. It's like if you're trying to build a new stadium, you're going to finance it by selling that land.
Yeah,
or by tearing that entire space down, and again, kind of buying out that entire neighborhood and keeping the location,
rebuilding
something completely different.
But like, what? Okay, like when was the last time you went to a Red Sox game?
Two years ago.
Yeah, I was gonna like let me finish.
Pre-COVID,
bought the tickets through like the Red Sox directly and got them, got face value and didn't buy them like secondary market or got them through like a friend of a friend or got them through your job or like whatever.
I bought at the beginning of the year when the tickets first came out, maybe once or twice. The last time I did it was probably about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if it's a game where I'm just trying to find like a time to find a game, it's probably StubHub or Ace.
Yeah. And even then you're paying $100 easy.
Yeah.
And that's for like grandstand tickets. So it's just like,
yeah.
Like at least on like an off night with like the Bruins or the Celtics, you can get in for $50.
Easily.
You know, like,
or the ticket wise, $50. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ticket wise, but then you're paying for parking and everything else.
So. Yeah. No. Yeah, just,
I take the train. Fuck that.
Yeah. And you can't really do that for Bruins right now, but, you know.
You could get 300 level. Maybe. Yeah.
Celtics, maybe. Bruins, you'd. Yeah. And even Celtics, they've been playing better, so who knows?
Yeah. But like, even the. Like, I went to one Patriots game this year.
Yeah.
I went to the Cowboys game and
Browns game.
I didn't pay for those tickets. I got friend of a friend, you know, like type of thing. It was just like,
oh yeah.
Tickets are already pricing most fans out.
And even those, it was like, it was No, like not like
mine was
high level, mine top was level.
300s, five rows from, not even maybe even five rows, might have been like three from the back.
Yeah,
and that's kind of where
it was probably like $170, right?
Mine was 118, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing I missed from the 90s. Yeah. It's before the Red Sox actually won, was that the ability to show up to a game and just kind of have seats available.
Foxborough being Foxborough.
Foxborough, but the before Foxborough was the old Foxborough Stadium, that stadium sucked, so I can't really say I want that back. But
no.
Yeah.
Like, you don't take your kids to that place.
No.
That used to be like beer bottles and fights.
That was Fight Central, dude.
Yeah, yeah, so.
I just remember the fucking troughs in that place. That was like, again, not a place you bring a kid.
I don't think I've ever been to a place with a trough.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of places. I've never
I remember the original garden.
Yeah.
The Boston Garden.
Boston Garden.
Was that same style.
Disgusting.
So, it's putrid.
Troughs, just vomit. And just,
The only time I went to Boston Garden, I was four and I don't remember.
Yeah. Yep. What's it called? Even Holman used to have it.
Oh, yeah, Holman used it. It was kind of built in the same era.
Not saying I want to talk about stadium bathrooms any longer, but...
But everything that was kind of built in that era had that shit.
Yeah.
And,
never had it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's low maintenance, what it's called.
That was it. It was trying to get as many people to take care of their business as with as little cleanup as possible.
Yeah. You guys, speaking of cleanup, you guys want to take a little break?
Yeah, we'll kill the episode here, and we'll start a new skis.
I'm not even sure that episode was about.
Get a refresh. I feel like it was just...
It's what we do. It's random.
We haven't recorded in a month because...
COVID.
Yeah.
Call that episode potpourri.
So. Yeah. So, whatever.
That's what I will. I'll call it potpourri.
Shooting the shiz with the biz.
That's kind of what we do. It's just a bunch of random stuff. Yeah. All over the place. Thought I had the outro, but I guess not.
You hear me spitting out a poisonous ink. I'm poisonous to think what I can do when I'm on the brink. A back to the wall, a villain when I'm ready to brawl. I'm killing, it's really, it's silly how I'm messing with y'all. Speaking, it's easy, you see me coming through in the clutch now. Duck down, profound sounds dropping like touchdowns. Cursing in verses like missing persons, you never find it. Going rewinding a second time if you need reminding. But shit, a contradiction might better define it. I'm grinding to sharpen the talent instead of bitching and whining. Culture refining, the perfect pressure to press a diamond. It's in your timing, not what you wear when you say you're rhyming. As far as I'm in, I'll never make it to raise an island. Call me an island, I'm solitary in my confinement. Forget my elegant eloquence while I'm relevant. Carefully dismantle your status just for the hell of it. Heavy like an elephant, desolate while I'm reckoning. Strictly just for the benefit, evident in my devilment. And now the residents fear the presence of melanin. Malevolent supremacists speaking venomous sentences. Forget the precedent, get a taste of your medicine. A tranquilizer dart to your face, embrace the sedative.